Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the valiant one who fights for us and has defeated all our foes, dear fellow redeemed. How did you determine what you were going to wear today? Are you one of those people who lays out your outfits the night before, carefully chooses what you're going to wear? Maybe because it's a Sunday, you put a lot of thought into what you are wearing today. Maybe you're coming in your Sunday best, or maybe you got the memo that we're saying goodbye to two of our beloved members who are moving to Hawaii, and you wore your Hawaiian shirt or your Hawaiian outfit. Maybe you're just wearing what your wife told you you should wear. Or maybe younger children, maybe you're wearing what your mom told you you should wear. I think the real important thing is that everyone seems to have, in fact, done the right thing and came dressed today, period, right? Glad you got dressed before you came to church today. So congratulations. However, just because we've gotten dressed for the day does not mean that we are fully clothed. Did you remember, as you got dressed this morning, to put on the armor of God? Well, the Apostle Paul will speak about that in our text for today. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. That sermon text is found in your bulletin if you'd like to follow along. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world rulers in this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. For this reason, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to take a stand on the evil day, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness fastened in place, and with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace tied to your feet like sandals. At all times, hold up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Also, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. At every opportunity, pray in the Spirit with every kind of prayer and petition. Stay alert for the same reason, always persevering in your intercession for all the saints. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. When you came to church this morning, it probably didn't look or feel much like a war zone. Probably didn't enter the front doors of our church dodging enemy fire. We didn't need to do a sweep of the parking lot looking for IEDs or landmines this morning. I picked up a little bit of trash on the way over here, but no landmines, no IEDs. No, it's actually a very pleasant day. And hopefully you came to worship this morning with peace in your hearts. So it's pretty obvious and very clear that we are not in the midst of a physical war. But our text reminds us, as God's Word does in a number of other places, that we are, in fact, in a spiritual war. It's a battle that rages every day, and you and I are soldiers in it. We are soldiers in God's army. Listen again to how the Apostle Paul describes this battle in our text. Look at verse 12. It says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." It is a spiritual battle against spiritual forces. And because of that, because it is a spiritual battle, we sometimes can forget, because we're very physical people, we sometimes can forget that we're not in it. We can forget that we are not fighting a battle. And our enemy, the devil, would like nothing more than for us to forget that fact. He'd love it if we just didn't fight at all. As our text indicates, the devil is a schemer. He's a master tactician, especially in this field of spiritual warfare. He's more cunning, more clever, more ruthless than we can even imagine. And he'll use every and any tactic he can to attack us spiritually, including using those sneak attacks to hit us when we least expect it. Or even make it seem like we're not being attacked at all. Or make it seem like we're not really involved in any kind of spiritual war, so everything's just fine, keep doing what you're doing, and move along. Yes, it is true that sometimes the devil does line up the powers of this dark world and the spiritual forces of evil around us, trying to intimidate us like a dark army in front of us. But most often his best tactic is just to convince us that he's not even there. Isn't that a famous quote, that the greatest trick the devil ever pulled is to convince people that he doesn't exist? He does this so he can lead us into a false sense of security, to make us think that we're not actually under spiritual attack, that we're not really soldiers in a spiritual battle that has deep consequences, eternal consequences, and therefore we don't really need our spiritual armor. We don't really need our spiritual weapons. Remember this about the devil as well. He is, at his core, a liar. He will use whatever lies, whatever half-truths, whatever deceptions he can to get us to let our guard down. Yes, to tempt us to sin, but also his point in tempting us to sin is to draw us further and further away from Jesus. His ultimate goal, of course, is to lead us completely into unbelief. And then he's got us. Lead us into then eternal death. He loves to come at us with those lies and those deceptions. God doesn't love you. How could he? Look what you've done. God isn't real, and if he is, where is he in the midst of all the tragedy and the horrible things you see going on in the world? You are just too sinful to be an actual child of God. There's no way that God can forgive you after what you've done. Ever heard those voices before? Ever heard those lies and deceptions from Satan? He'll even try and infiltrate our own ranks with one of his most successful tactics, and that is weaving false teachings and false teachers into the very church of God itself, into our congregations, into our church bodies. If he can convince us to believe things that God doesn't say, then he's won a battle there. And he often uses leaders and teachers from within churches. Think of the spiritual damage that he can inflict doing that. Think of the spiritual damage he has inflicted doing that over the centuries. This is all a reminder why it's so essential for us to put on the armor of God and to just never take it off. The Apostle Paul encourages us in our text to put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the schemes of the devil. He says, "For this reason, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to take a stand on the evil day, and after you have done everything, to stand." So that's the enemy we are facing. He's terrible, and he can be terrifying. But take heart, fellow soldiers in Christ. We not only have the armor of God for our protection, we have someone who is more powerful and someone who protects us and fights for us that is far more powerful than Satan himself. Listen again to how Paul begins our text for today. He says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." Notice how our text does not start. It doesn't say, "Be strong in yourself and in your mighty power." How's that spiritual battle going to go? You and your powers versus Satan and his powers. We're going to lose every single time. But if we rely on the Lord, if we are, as Paul says, strong in his mighty power, we cannot be defeated. In fact, in Christ, we've already won. And the cross reminds us of it and proves that he won. The Apostle Paul also once wrote these words to remind us of our complete and total victory in Christ. from Romans chapter 8. He says, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors. The Greek there indicates super conqueror, an undefeatable conqueror, through him, Christ, who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I mentioned the cross just a few moments ago. On that cross, on Calvary's hill, Christ defeated the devil and all of our enemies, sin, death, and even hell itself. His resurrection, that empty tomb, reminds us that that is where our battle was won. And when this battle of life is done, because of what Jesus did on that cross and in his resurrection, we have eternal rest, eternal life in heaven waiting for us. In the meantime, while we are still here fighting the spiritual battles that we face in this sin-filled world, he gives us the most powerful protective armor and the best spiritual weapons available. Listen again to Paul's words in our text and pay attention to each piece, what each piece of armor represents and how each piece is used in our fight with the devil. Paul says, for this reason, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand, take a stand on the evil day, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand then with, and he mentions first, the belt of truth buckled around your waist. The belt of truth, of course, referring to the truth of God's word. Referring, of course, to Jesus himself, who is the truth, to counter those lies and those deceptions of the devil. He continues to put on the breastplate of righteousness fastened in place. Jesus' righteousness covers us completely, like a breastplate that is shielding our hearts and our souls from sin. The devil's accusations cannot stick to us. They cannot penetrate that breastplate of righteousness. And when God looks at our hearts, he sees only this righteousness of Christ protecting us and covering us. Paul continues, and with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, tied to your feet like sandals. The gospel of peace, that good news, the gospel of Christ, is what we use to march forward with as we go out into the world. In verse 16, he tells us, at all times hold up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Because of that gift of faith God has given to us in Christ, the devil's lies and attacks bounce off of us like arrows hitting a shield. Verse 17 says, also take the helmet of salvation. That's a very important piece of the armor because the helmet of salvation refers to something that protects our head, the most vital part of our body. The head, our mind, and our spirit is protected by the helmet of salvation. The truth that we have eternal salvation because of Jesus keeps those lies and false teachings of the devil out of our heads. And again from verse 17 he says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is the most unique piece of God's armor, because you notice the rest of the pieces of God's armor are solely for defense purposes. The sword of the Spirit is not just a defensive piece of armor, it's also a weapon that can attack. But our attacks with the word of God does not produce casualties or death. No, the sword of the Spirit from the word of God produces life. It convicts and convinces the hearts of those who were once lost in the devil's lies and fighting his forces to the light and life of Christ that he produces. And he ends up producing through that sword of the Spirit more soldiers for his army, more citizens for his heavenly kingdom. And finally, don't forget one more weapon Paul encourages us to wield in our spiritual warfare. That weapon is mentioned in the last verse of our text, and that is prayer. Notice how he concludes this section. He says, at every opportunity, pray in the Spirit with every kind of prayer and petition. Stay alert for the same reason, always persevering in your intercession for all the saints. His words there remind us not just to pray for ourselves and our own protection, but he reminds us to pray interceding for all the saints, your fellow believers. Pray for their protection as well. So as you get dressed each day, don't forget to put on the armor of God. We are not fully dressed for the day without it. But with it, we are ready for any day. We have Christ's armor. We have his weapons. We have his strength and his mighty power fighting for us. In Christ, we cannot lose. Be strong in the Lord, in armor of light, with helmet and sword, with shield for the fight. On prayer be dependent, be belted and shod, in breastplate resplendent, the armor of God. So wield well your blade, rejoice in its powers. Fight on undismayed, for Jesus is ours. Then in him victorious, your armor lay down, to praise ever glorious his cross and his crown. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.